Hungry Jack. Chicken, a whole cauliflower, 9 boiled potatoes, a pile of runner beans and 3 carrots. A glass of water, a glass of ginger beer and a cup of coffee. A huge slice of raspberry crumble and an apple. Jack's mother looked at the list of food her son had just eaten for his dinner. And he would want a cup of cocoa and a slice of bread before he went to sleep. No wonder he weighed over 100 kilos. The bed he slept in was propped up by bricks, as it was the only way to support his weight. And now she was beginning to worry about the doors inside the house. Jack used to be able to get from room to room by squeezing through them sideways. But now his sideways was the same width as his forwards and backwards. And so very soon he would be so fat he would not be able to push himself through any of them. "He's healthy and happy. That's all that matters," Jack's father replied when Jack's mother told him of her worries. But that night, Jack had a funny dream. He dreamt he was eating a great big marshmallow, and even with his big mouth, it was as much as he could do to swallow it. The next morning, when his mother came in to wake him up, she got the surprise of her life. "Jack," she said, "what have you done with your pillow?" They looked under the bed, in the wardrobe, and even outside the window, but the pillow was nowhere to be seen. Then Jack's mother saw in the corners of Jack's mouth a little feather. Now feathers can only come from pillows. "I dreamt I was eating a great big marshmallow last night," said Jack. His mother stopped searching. "Oh my goodness," she gasped. Her hand flew up to her mouth in astonishment. "That wasn't a big marshmallow you were eating," she cried. "It was your pillow." And then there was a rumble from Jack's stomach, a rumble of contentment. But Jack was causing other problems for his parents. At school dinners, there was always a lot of noise from Jack's table. He was so greedy and ate so quickly, he would finish before his school friends. And then he would stand up and with his fork lean across the table and pinch his friend's potatoes. Of course, his friend started shouting, and soon the teachers made Jack sit at a table all by himself. But he was always going up to the cooks with his plate, asking for seconds and thirds and fourths, until the cooks insisted he eat his meals all alone in the classroom. There he could not keep bothering them. Of course, his parents took him to the doctor, and when the doctor gave him some medicine to stop him eating, do you know what Jack did? He asked the doctor for more medicine. His mother could not take him shopping in the local supermarket. He kept loading things she did not want into her trolley, and when she stopped him, he would find another trolley and load that one instead. So eventually he was not allowed to go to the supermarket, as the manager was fed up pushing trolleys full of food back and putting the food back on the shelves. Things became even worse one day when the family went for a picnic in the country. At lunchtime they found a big field with cows and sheep and laid out their picnic on the grass. As usual, Jack was the first to finish, and he sat watching the cows and the sheep. Then suddenly he started to lick his lips. He was hungry again. Getting up, he walked towards the animals that looked at him suspiciously. His parents then could not believe what Jack did. After watching the cows and sheep for a few minutes, he went down on his hands and knees and started to eat the grass just like the animals. Of course, he felt very sick when they got home, because people just don't eat grass, only greedy people like Jack. Things were getting worse. The family had a cat and a dog, and one day Jack's father thought both the pets were looking rather skinny and they were always begging for food. That evening, when the pets' food was put out for them to eat, Jack's father watched through the kitchen window. What a shock! Suddenly Jack arrived and with a push shoved the pets away before shoveling all their food down his mouth. The next day, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a knock on the front door. Jack had been brought home from school by his teacher. "He cannot come back to school." The teacher was furious. He pushed Jack towards his mother. "What on earth has happened?" Jack's mother was terribly worried. "He has eaten a football, two pencils, the lid of his desk, and part of the blackboard, and..." The teacher paused before he explained the terrible part. "He tried to eat the boy next to him." Jack's mother went white. Grabbing her son, she sent him straight up to bed. "Oh, actually, I've been talking for a little while now, so would you excuse me while I have a glass of lemonade? I won't be a moment." Ah. Oops! Excuse me. That was a surprise. I just burped. Do you know what a burp is? It's when the air in your tummy rushes up your neck and goes pop in your mouth. It's not very polite to burp when you are with people. But I'm not with anyone, am I? So I can burp if I want to. But this isn't a story about burps. It's about Jack, who can't stop eating. If you remember, Jack's mother had sent Jack up to bed because he was trying to eat one of his school friends. But Jack did not know what all the fuss was about. All he knew, he was still hungry. So to pass the time before his next meal, he climbed into bed and fell asleep. Straight away, he started dreaming of food. He saw a lovely leg of meat and quickly munched his way through it. And then he saw an arm with a hand on the end. He'd never eaten an arm before, but after a quick nibble, he thought it was very tasty and quickly ate it. There were a couple of legs and a body, all of which tasted lovely, and then all that was left was a head. He did not like the idea of eating a head, but he was still starving, so he opened his mouth as wide as he could and after a lot of problems managed to gulp it down. Jack's mother went up to her son's bedroom at tea time. Jack liked tea time. In fact, Jack liked any time there was food on the table. Knocking on the door, she didn't get a reply. "Jack!" she called three times before she pushed the door open. The room was empty. Jack had vanished. But on the bed was a mouth. Jack's mouth. Jack's mother's scream brought Jack's father up the stairs three at a time. When he saw the mouth, he went white. Jack was so greedy, he's eaten himself. Jack's mother started to cry. Even with all his problems, she still loved her very big son. "Don't cry, mother," said Jack's father. "Jack is very happy now. For the first time, he's full up." "Yes," said Jack's mother. "And as no one could stop him eating, just think, he might have eaten the whole world."